Hello, everyone, and welcome to Around South Jersey. I have one of my favorite chiropractors with me. In fact, I just saw this gentleman yesterday, right?
Yes. Hey,
Dr. Fruits, how are you?
Great, thank you. Good to see you. Good to be here.
And I was a 4:30 appointment, and it was safely, everybody was safely separated, but it was like rocking and rolling. He had lots of people there, which is great.
And it is, it's very exciting to be there. I mean, when you get to see people, you know, coming in at their worst, and they've left a life behind that they've enjoyed, you know, being active and feeling good, and they come in and maybe they've been everywhere before, and you're kind of their last hope, and you watch their life turn around and them get back to their life. It's very, very rewarding and exciting to watch happen.
I guess right-handed men, we put the wallet in the right-hand hip pocket, and where we've done that all of our lives. But it is a lot more comfortable. I got to thank John and thank you, Doc, for telling me to, you know, not have this size wallet.
Yeah, one of the keys to success, first of all, is stopping what's causing the problem in the first place.
And that's a good reason to do what we need to do. You know, I wanted to mention that, as you talked about, it is amazing when you think. I remember a friend of mine, and I won't mention his name, but wonderful guy, and he would come in, and I remember when he first came in, he was so bent over, and just to see the period of time when I was going, he was going, we had similar appointments, just to see the amazing difference of my friend, and he would walk out, and you would never know he had those problems. Now, when someone comes in, what's the normal situation, John, as far as recommendation for how many times, and it's gradual, you go from. Well, tell us how many times.
Yeah, so it all starts out with where the person's at and what they've been through. Are we looking at a brand new problem? Are we looking at a sports injury from when they were young, or, you know, learning how to walk? Kids fall 5,000 times, learning how to ride a bike, whatever sports they play, whatever's happened in their life. You know, are we looking at a problem that's been silent and caused 20 or 30 years of degeneration? Or are we looking at a new irritation that just happened that weekend? So the x-rays sort of tell us where the problem is, and they also tell us how long the problem's been there. And then you make a program based off of what you find. Consistency to make change, so each visit builds on the next, because the further you space them out, the less effective they are. Just like if you were to go to the gym once every month versus going three times a week, you're going to get in better shape. Once you're at the shape that you're happy with, or the back that you're happy with, that's allowing you to be active and healthy and enjoying your life, then you have to continue to work to maintain that. Just like if you went to the gym and got in shape, you can't stop and be in shape forever. You have to keep what you want to, you have to keep doing what you want to keep, whether that be exercise or brushing your teeth or your spine or the ability to play the piano or guitar. It all takes work to get there, and then it takes less work to stay there. That's why I always think that going when you're healthy is the best deal there is in chiropractic care or in exercise or anywhere. It's a lot easier to stay healthy.
That's a great comparison, Dr. Fresh, as you think about it. That does mean a lot, staying in shape, staying healthy, keeping the spine aligned, and how important the alignment is. And we, you know, as time has changed, there's more and more caring and help from the natural health, which is what chiropractic is. Explain to people between the difference between my general practitioner, who I love dearly, Dr. Connolly, and you, who happens to be my chiropractor.
Right. So the difference is the approach. So for me, I have pillars of health, and I know that if somebody is getting airflow, nerve flow, blood flow, if they're getting good nutrition and water, if they're getting movement to the joints with flexibility, strength, and balance, if they're getting rest, if they're staying positive, every time that's going to lead to better health. Whether you're a cancer patient or the world's greatest athlete, these are laws that always lead to better health. So I'm focusing on getting the person in the best shape that they're capable of being in and keeping them that way, because that gives them the best chance to be healthy, enjoy life, and avoid injury. When you go to somebody else, they may be monitoring what they monitor. Some people may monitor blood work. Some people may monitor your skin. Some people may be monitoring your feet if they're a podiatrist or a cardiologist. So they're specialists to maintain, and if anything, one, they'd want to keep you as healthy as possible, but the second thing is if anything goes wrong, they've studied how to help you along until you restore health to yourself. because there's never going to be anything outside of you that's going to make you healthy again. Those things will just sort of help you with symptoms and help you along and keep you alive and keep you going long enough to get things turned around and restore health for yourself. Because if you don't restore health to something, a pill will never do it for you.
Yeah, really good point. And, you know, you feel so much better. You know, part of, obviously the physical health is your mental health.
Well, you believe what you tell yourself, right? So, and that starts a chain reaction, and a trillion things happen on the inside before anything happens on the outside. So how you're talking to those trillions of cells are going to matter.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Dr. John Fresh from the Louisville Chiropractic Center. And when we come back, I want to talk about water, beverages, healthy eating, and many more things. And we'll do that right after these messages. Welcome back to Around South Jersey. And I'll bet all of us at some point in time have heard that we're supposed to drink 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day. Tell everybody how many ounces of water I should be drinking each day, Dr. Fresh.
Well, I think there's basically a general rule, which is half your body weight in ounces, unless you're sweating more or you have dehydration things that you have to take into account from different medications. So you start off with a general rule. However, many people don't take the time to learn about themselves. So you would have to necessarily not go by what everybody else does or go what you read in an article. That gives you a starting point. You should really take the time to learn about your specific needs if you really want to get the most out of your own health. And because everybody's goals are a little different, right? So you have to take a little bit of flexibility in there, but you can know one thing for sure based on the laws of health. You know, if it comes from the earth, do it. The more you add things that don't come from the earth that aren't good or things that aren't good for you, the less good it is for you. So water, once you start adding to water, the less healthy it gets. So just keep things simple. And start with your half your body weight in ounces.
Yeah, that's my point that I'm thank you for making that is, you know, knowing that, you know, you need to drink half your body weight. So for 64 ounces, you would only be weighing 128 pounds. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you need to drink 100 ounces. Is that pretty correct, Dr. Grush?
It'd be a good place to start. Yeah, and then, you know, you have to, you know, monitor different things, you know. Is your urine darker? Is it lighter? And you want to find that middle ground where you're keeping nutrients in, and but you're not, you know, don't have enough water inside you to you know, hydrate all the cells and keep things moving too.
Well, that's a really good point, how important water is to your body, ladies and gentlemen. And yesterday I asked Dr. Fresh, I had been buying these 2 gallon bottles of Arizona green tea diet, and sweetened with bad stuff, I guess, from what Dr. Fresh, you said to me yesterday. So that is not something that I should be drinking, correct?
You can't fool the body. You know what I mean? You know, anytime science or a industry or a product comes along and tries to tell you that you can have all the great things the way they taste a certain way without getting any of the negative effects, usually over time you find out that they're wrong, you know, all the diets, the Splendas, all the different, the sweet and lows, they've all come and gone, you know, over time, because you can't trick the chemistry of the body. The best thing to do is if you really want to be healthy, you work and go with what works. And if you want to, you know, have something that you do every once in a while, your body's able to handle things that you do occasionally, but your body can't handle anything well that's bad for you consistently over time.
Well, that's a really good point. And as you pointed out, I'm not going to drink that anymore. I always am conscious, because I've always had a weight problem, the calories. Well, it's zero calories, but not necessarily like diet soda is zero calories, but I'm sure you would not recommend that I drink Diet Coke like former President Donald Trump does, right?
Yeah, well, look what fat-free did. They put a bunch of grains in everybody and caused a whole bunch of inflammatory and overweight things because they tried to make everything fat free, you know, however many 5-10 years ago, however long that was. You can't fool Mother Nature. You got to eat a balance of everything. You know, you need good fat for your brain. You need it for your cells. You can't just follow a new trend and go off the map and miss out on what the body needs to be healthy.
And they served a giant steak. I ate that and I thought it sat in my body for a week to digest it. I guess if you're not used to digesting like meats like that, is that what happens?
It goes across the board with everything. Your body is like clay. You know, if you teach it to be a piano player, you'll be a piano player. If you stop and do guitar, you learn guitar. If you, you know, that's why people get so, you know, hurt when they go gardening, right? It's an activity they haven't done all year long. They ask their body to do something it hasn't done in months, and the body revolts. But yet if you do it a couple times, before you know it, you're in the middle or the end of summer, and you're not having the same problems because your body changed. So that goes for digestion, it goes for movement, it goes for everything. Your body is an accomplishment machine. Whatever direction you set it in and keep feeding it, that's the direction it'll grow.
Well, and to your credit, you've written how many books now?
Three books.
Tell us the titles of the books.
One is The Health Equation, which are all the habits to make any program successful. Two is Winning Moments, which is how to do everything in a day in a way that promotes better health and prevents injury. And then The Health Equation are the five pillars or laws of health, which when you apply them, your body has to respond with better health every single time, no matter what age or stage of life in or what you're going through. When you give your body these five things, better health is always the result.
And then you and I talked yesterday. One of my other beverages I really enjoy is club soda, seltzer water. And you said that's okay to drink.
Well, just you want better alternatives, right? I mean, if the alternative is that and a can of soda, then, you know, you do that. But you know, nothing's going to be better than water, because water detoxifies. Water, you know, cleans out your body. Water hydrates. Water is the lubricant for the muscles. And, you know, it does so many different things that you don't want your body having to work too hard to find it or get it.
I buy cases of bottled water. Is that okay, bottled water?
I think there's different camps. I mean, remember, water's a purifier, and things go from high concentration to low concentration. So they don't just purify your body. They purify plastic, which means those toxins go into the water, you know, especially if those bottles are heat and cooled. So it all depends what level you want to take water to. I mean, some people have, you know, $3,000 units in their house that you could set it to alkaline, you could set it to whatever you want. And, you know, it's water's more valuable than a car. So there's so many things that we're like afraid to spend money on, but the health benefits are through the roof. Whereas we spend money in so many other places and it's actually a negative effect on our health. So, you know, you could take water as seriously as you want to and you'd get back a lot more than you ever spent on it. Yeah. I mean, anytime you get in better water, you're getting a better product in your body. I'd say that about anything. I mean, even all the foods, you know, some of them are sprayed, some of them are different things, and you're ingesting a lot of toxins when you do that. And what's nice about those water systems, not that I'm here selling them because I don't even have one myself, but you could set those to settings to wash off your vegetables and stuff and get a lot of toxins off them and different things that regular water wouldn't get off. So it's just one of the key pillars. I mean, there's three pillars. You know, nerve flow is number one. You know, nutrition and water is two. Movement, joint health, flexibility, strength, you know, all the movement things are three. Positivity is four, and then rest is five. So it's one of the pillars. And the cool thing about a good habit is a good habit, it becomes a great habit when you have more good habits going along with it. Like water, nutrition, and nerve flow works better than water on its own. So.
Well, you just brought up another really good topic. I think one of the reasons I feel so good is I love to sleep. And I was with a friend recently, and she was saying, she sleeps 5 hours. And I do know people that are very successful, driven, great people that sleep 5 hours. I said, well, you sleep five, I sleep nine, I sleep 10. I said, I guess if we average it together, we each sleep 7.5. John, do you sleep? I mean, you have high energy. Are you do you rest?
Yeah, I'm a good sleeper. I like to go to sleep. I go to bed early because I think mornings are the best time in the world. I love to have a bunch of stuff done before people are waking up.
Do you still deal with the players and as far as some of the sports with Millville?
Yeah, we have all different areas. Millville, Vineland. We have baseball players come in and all different sports and athletes. We have motocross bike riders and just anybody who wants to feel better and be more active. Is it's important that they take care of their spine. You know, young kids, you know, you don't have to wait till you have arthritis. You don't have to wait till you're suffering. You don't have to wait till your life comes to a halt to take care of yourself. You know, when you take care of yourself early and often, you avoid all those problems, all that damage, and you don't have to make as many pit stops, you know, trying to get your life back because your life just keeps moving on.
Folks, if you need any chiropractic care, you'll never find a better place to go. All I've had today, John, are protein bars. And I eat the Zone bar. Now, is that okay? Or should I be going with more natural foods? Now, I've ordered my dinner. My dinner will be excellent. It's salmon, which I eat a couple times a week, with spinach and broccoli and salad and that type of stuff. And I love it. I get it. That'll be my dinner. But are these protein bars okay, or should I be doing something else, do you think, John?
I think they're called, you know, supplements for a reason, right? Or supplemental bars for a reason. You know, you have to, you know, do you want to be made of a bar, or do you want to be made of broccoli? And, you know, and I'm not saying I'm great in this area, but I mean, if we're talking about the highest level of health, once again, the more that it goes into a bag, the more that it's processed, the more that human hands that touch something, the more you lose the health benefits. But in a pinch, if that instead of a Snickers bar, you know.
I have these protein shakes, and there are, and I, again, I come back to, I'm always watching calories. I'm trying to stay within 1500 calories. So the protein shakes are 160 calories, but they have 30 grams of protein. I don't know how I could get 30 grams of protein in that few amount of calories. I don't know. I guess maybe I could.
Maybe you don't need as much protein. You know, I think protein, you know, people sell protein, right? Protein shakes. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people that found out, if you look at vegetarians or other things, that you can still get plenty of protein, but you don't need all the milligrams that sometimes people say you need. You know, the biggest key is, are you getting the results you're looking for? Everybody's looking for what to do instead of monitoring how it's doing. So you start somewhere. If it's what you want, you keep going. If it's not what you want, you have to change something. And that's just as simple as it can be. I think a lot of people make it a lot more complicated. And then it all depends how bad, you know, you want something. I mean, it takes a lot of discipline and a lot of hard work to have the health that you want. And and that's just the way it is. There's no easy route there.
And I guess the other factor is taking the time to get the, yeah, the nutritional foods prepared and all that as well. I guess the more natural foods you have, the better off we are when we take that.
It's what your body's designed to work with.
Right. Yeah, good point. And again, it comes back to the lady I was talking about, who was a vegetarian, who looked fantastic and lived to be 103 years old, which I guess that's another factor. I mean, some of the things or hands you're dealt, that maybe like a cholesterol one, if it runs in the family, then you need to take a cholesterol pill to try to keep away from blockage. And
well, the rules, the basic rules never change, though. No matter what cards you're dealt, there are certain things that always lead to better health, you know, and you can't just go by how you look and feel. Somebody could be skinny, and eating sugar is going to lead to poor health. No matter how good you look, no matter how much you burn it off, you will be healthier not over consuming sugar. And I think sometimes you just got to stick with the pillars and the foundation of how things work, because the details lead people in a whole bunch of different directions. Well, I think the best shot you have is taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Because that ain't the only virus that's going to come along. There'll always be another one down the line. And the better you take care of yourself and the more you follow the laws of health, the better chance you'll have at anything in life. The better chance you have at not getting cancer, the better chance you have at fighting cancer, the better chance you have at not getting heart disease, the better chance you have at fighting heart disease. The rules never change, you know, so you're never going to find that, you know, you're never going to go somewhere and have somebody give you health. You have to go get it yourself.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I don't know, you're much younger than me, but growing up, and I would think a lot of people that are in my age group, we grew up with the pot roast and the pork roast and, you know, the gravies and all these things, because that's what our generations seem to be in most cases, I think. I mean, I look at my family and the people, you know, my relatives and going to their home. I can guarantee you, like, you know, Sunday we'd have the pot roast with the carrots and the potatoes and, you know, ham another day and that type of thing. That was sort of what you had back in the 60s, I guess, and things of that nature. I think we've gotten better. And as we talked about, I mean, when you think about wildflowers, would have never existed back in the 60s, John. Who would have gone to a vegan restaurant? You know,
right?
But now, for whatever reason, whether they're reading one of your good books or they're listening to you or to their doctor, any person, nutritionist, etc., will tell you that there's a lot of benefit in eating natural.
Well, I think there's a lot worse options now, and they're a lot more available, and they're a lot cheaper. So I think even though that some foods may have been labeled bad, when you got them out of your own garden, and when you had foods and meats that weren't injected, and all the things they are now, and the toxins that are in them, it's hard to say which one's better. They're both, I think probably now is, I think, a little more dangerous with how available bad food is to people in bags, and that can sit on the shelf for months and not deteriorate because of preservatives and all sorts of other things. So every generation has its own challenges to stay healthy. Because you still have to choose what goes in your mouth at the end of the day, no matter what's available.
Now, of course, boy, you exemplify what good health is, and I give you a lot of credit for that. Of course, you're still young, and now, what do you swim? I remember something. What's your exercise you love?
Yeah, I think the one thing to be aware of with me is you don't really know. Well, you know, what's going on the inside of me. The reason my outside looks good is because I crank up the exercise portion, but I still, you know, have a sugar addiction that I'm not going to get away with. If I don't get it under control, I'm going to have happen to me the negative effects of what happened with sugar. Bad habits always lead to bad health every single time, no matter how good you look. And good habits always lead to better health, no matter how bad you look. So nobody can break the rules of health, you know, just by how they look on the outside. You know, it's just as important to me that I, you know, get some discipline in some areas of my life and get things turned around, or I'm going to have to pay the price. You know, I'd much rather have discipline now and be able to enjoy something forever than lose discipline now and not be able to ever have something again. So all of us have a challenge. You know, don't just go by the outside of the wrapper.
If you tell me maybe I could do that, what I'll do is I'll just buy the unsweet iced tea with nothing in it, and then put some lemon in it and have that as something other than just the water. But is that, like, I guess relativity, is that still not what I should be drinking, I guess?
I mean, I can't really go away from water, but I mean, if you get the results you're looking for and your blood work is always going in the direction and you're one of those people, then you're one of those people. But I mean, I'm never going to be able to replace water with any other drink.
Welcome back to Around South Jersey. Dr. Fresh, you had something you wanted to mention.
Yeah. I just, that if people go to drjohnfresh.com, drjohnfresh.com, and you can sign up for my Feel Younger blog for simple ways to feel younger and stay active. And you'll get, as a free gift, you'll get 4 days to a better back video series. You'll get simple ways to solve neck and back problems and neck and back pain. And you also get the first chapter of my book, The Health Equation.
Just go to drfresh.com.
Drjohnfresh.com.
That's right. Drjohnfresh.com. And I got to do that because when I come in your office, I see, you know, the display there that you have on the monitor. And that's a great idea. It certainly gives you healthy tips, folks. And, you know, John, I've talked a lot about nutrition, but I did want to talk about exercise. What is your feeling about trying to walk 20 minutes a day or do some type of exercise for, you know, at least 20 minutes a day? Is that something you believe in?
I believe in doing something, whether that be walking, bike riding, you know, if your thing is gardening. The main thing I tell people is you're not just exercising for health. You're exercising to be better at what you want to do in life. So don't go sit on a bench press machine and then, you know, you like gardening for a living, work on the exercises that make you a stronger gardener so that you don't hurt yourself when you're gardening. You know, be more functional about what you do. We don't have to think of health as like something in a box where you need to do 15 of these and 20 of those. And, you know, you need to be doing things that promote the kind of life you want to live. And you need to start preparing yourself months in advance for things you want to do months later. Like, don't go out and golf for the first time the first day it's nice out. You should be working on your golf swing and a golf body 2 to 3 months before you even go out there if you want to enjoy it and keep golfing through the season without it having a negative effect and taking you off the course. And that goes for any activity.
Oh, you know what though, John? In fact, I haven't tried it since I've had shoulder surgery, but I loved playing tennis, and tennis is a lifetime sport, as is golf. And my kids go and do a sport at the high school, and they tell me they're on the tennis team. I said, well, that's great, because that's something you could do the rest of your life, you know.
And then turns into pickleball.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Well, how come that's become so popular? What is it?
I think it's the perfect combination of less ground to cover and stay active, right? You got to start with where you're at and keep going. You know, you can't go back, and you can't, you know, do things that are have a negative effect on your body or joints. You have to do things that promote health to your body and your joints, because it's arthritis and disc degeneration and nerve irritation that stops people from being active. So you have to find sports that, that keep getting the most out of you without having a negative effect on you.
So I don't see sunrises. You do, John, because you're off the crack on, right?
Well, they get that. That's a double benefit. So they get the exercise, but then there's something that happens when you see a sunrise or a sunset that even multiplies your health benefits. You know, that's just the beauty. Anytime you look and observe and appreciate nature, you're gonna be in tune and healing at a much higher level.
It, I guess the three things are nutrition, health, nutrition, and mental health. Mental health is as important, as you say, as physical health.
Well, nothing goes without nerve flow. I mean, the reason people aren't able to be active is because usually, right, hip problems, knee problems, back problems, neck problems, arthritis, pain stops people from being active. So movement, the foundation of movement has to start with joint health, because if you're wearing out your joints, it doesn't matter how much muscles you have or how much you move, you won't be able to move any longer if you don't have joint health. So yeah, it all starts really with joint health, and that's the one area that's neglected the most. Most people are doing everything else at the cost of their joints, you know, and then that's why they end up with all the, you know, hip surgeries, knee surgeries, back surgeries. And that doesn't include all the yoga classes, all the chiropractic visits, all the medication and everything that people do to treat those symptoms. So that's, you know, pretty much the number one reason people who want to be healthy and want to be active can't be healthy and active is because of joint problems and nerve pain.
I've learned a lot tonight from Dr. Fresh about I'm not eating the right food, so I'm going to try to do better, Doc. I'll tell you, I'm going to make an effort to throw away all those.
It's not about perfection. It's about progress. So, you know, don't overwhelm yourself and fall off the cart. You know, just do something each day.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Getting back to the natural factor, that's what chiropractic care is, isn't it? Explain to people what the benefits of chiropractic care are once again, John, please.
Well, just think of a body starting from two cells and making a whole person and having a system that heals and repairs that person each and every day. That system flows through the bones of your spine. You can get another heart and lung. You can't get another brain, nervous system, or spine. So the healthier you keep the master control system that controls everything that the body does, the more you keep that healthy, the better health you'll experience every single time. And there's nothing else in this world that could ever replace that or do what it does. You know, controlling trillions of cells every day, replacing heart valves, an immune system that fights the environment, blood and nutrients to every cell from a bite of an apple. All these things your body does all the time. If you have to maximize that system in order to maximize your health, and there's really no way around it. And that's why chiropractic's so powerful. I don't have to know what's wrong with somebody. If I adjust the spine and remove pressure off a nerve, that person is going to heal and repair better no matter what they come in with, whether it be digestive problems, headaches, neck pain, sciatica. When you get pressure off the nerve, the body already knows what to do. It doesn't need any help. It just can't have bones in the way or irritation in the way or inflammation on the nerves. And the adjustment changes all that.
And that's why you need to, if nothing else, go to drjohnfresh.com and see all of the information that Dr. Fresh has available to you. And also you have the three books. Are they on Amazon?
They're on Amazon, and they're on the web, on the drjohnfresh.com website.
Okay, great. So, you know, you go to the website, you can select some of the three books that are written by Dr. Fresh. And tell me, now I know your wife is also a chiropractor, and there's another place down towards the shore with a neat name. Tell her.
Yeah, that's Fresh Start Chiropractic, which is where Jennifer, my wife, works. And each time I always mention Mackenzie, my daughter. So she's 10. She's going to be 11 this year. That's 926-8900, 609-926-8900, 6th Shore Road in Linwood.
And I guess Jennifer's going to have to be a chiropractor's mom and dad are, right?
Oh, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Whatever she wants, right? That's what we're rolling with. Just feed the interest. Feed the interest and make sure that she has, you know, God first, hard work, and ownership. Be responsible for you are our three house mottos.
Yeah, that's a really great thing to live by for sure. And it makes things work very, very well for you. John, I thank you so much for being on the program today. If you're thinking about wanting to get your body adjusted and get into really good shape, go to drjohnfresh.com. Doc, thanks for being with us. I'll see you Thursday.
Thank you, Jim.